This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Google makes a $300 million commitment to supporting news. The tech giant has announced Google News Initiative this week. It's aimed at fighting fake news controversy and helping news publishers drive more subscription signups. The latest on big tech's olive branch to big news, but first, these tech headlines. Tech giants could face hundreds of millions of dollars in new taxes under EU proposals. The European Union unveiled sweeping new legislative proposals to raise taxes on big tech companies like Facebook and Alphabet's Google. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin last week said, without specifically naming the EU, that the U.S. firmly opposes legislative proposals that target digital companies. A report in the Journal says Facebook's loose approach to policing how app creators and others deployed its user data persisted for years, including after a 2015 effort by the social network to restrict access. The Federal Trade Commission is currently investigating whether Facebook violated terms of a 2011 settlement when data of up to 50 million users was transferred to the analytics firm tied to President Trump's campaign, Cambridge Analytica. If the FTC finds that Facebook violated the terms, the company could face millions of dollars in fines. And Salesforce.com has reached a deal to buy MuleSoft Inc. for $6.5 billion, a massive bet on the connective software that increasingly runs through the digital world. MuleSoft is all about helping companies use the pieces of software that allow one application to connect to another. Salesforce tells the Journal's Austin Hufford and Jay Green that the deal was driven in part from conversations with customer CEOs who complained data locked in their legacy systems was holding them back. Coming up, Google makes a $300 million commitment to supporting news. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. The publishing industry has long been critical of Google over how it dominates information and digital advertising. Perhaps Google's latest move can lessen some of the tension. It has just pledged a commitment to help news organizations adapt to the digital age. A three-year, $300 million initiative, to be precise. The Wall Street Journal's Ben Mullen joins us in studio to explain. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So this is a big move from Google. As you write, it's kind of an olive branch to the publishing and news industries. It comes, you know, amid a lot of heat that tech companies are feeling with this big fake news controversy. You see a company like Google now taking this kind of action. It's really not very surprising.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think as you're seeing these tech companies face scrutiny from both legislators and news organizations and the general public about, you know, the information that they have on file with regard to data and privacy, with regard to the control they have over advertising, and with regard, as you mentioned, to the concerns around misinformation. I think this is a move by Google in part to, you know, to take a preemptive effort to sort of allay some of those concerns.
So Google is rolling out Google News Initiative. It wants to, you know, strengthen quality journalism, as it says. How does Google say it plans to do this? Where does it start?
So they announced a whole bunch of programs, some new and some not, that are designed to help news organizations maximize the amount of subscribers that they can get. Because, as you know, a lot of publications, the Wall Street Journal included, are turning to subscriptions to sort of support their bottom line, as advertising is becoming much more of a fraught business, especially digital advertising. Specifically with Google, they have this program called, as you mentioned, Subscribe with Google. And the way that works is they have been testing out what they call a propensity to subscribe signal. This is information they'll be giving to publishers about how likely a user who visits their site from Google is to subscribe. They're also doing this thing where they're going to now surface in results, search results in Google News, I believe, widget, a little visual cue that shows people, look, of the publications that you subscribe to, this is a story from, say, the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Washington Post. And the idea there, I think, is to give readers more affinity for publications that they already have a relationship and sort of deepen that relationship so that when it comes time to re-up their subscription, they'll think, oh, I know that publication. I've read a story from there before. I'll click re-up.
So that's, you know, a great example of the new business models that they have to develop. You know, subscriber growth is obviously key in this game. It needs to upgrade their tech to do this as well, or at least work with new tech to just make all of this work.
I think that's right. And I think one thing that is important to be mindful of is that Google made this three-year commitment for $300 million, but I don't think all of the dollars and cents have been worked out yet. They're spending, I believe, $10 million on newsletters literacy worldwide. So that's where some of the money is going to go. And they've also announced a commitment to funding technology. And for example, they also announced the open sourcing of a project from Jigsaw, which is their kind of open source tech lab, that they're going to be announcing end-to-end encryption for news organizations. So they are rolling out these various initiatives related to tech, but I don't think everything has been finalized yet. So it'll be interesting to see where exactly that $300 million gets spent.
And, you know, this isn't Google's first stab at this. How have past efforts really gone, and what can we make of Google's progress in figuring out how to work with the publishing industry?
Yeah, so absolutely. Google has done this before. In 2015, Google created a £150 million fund for journalism in Europe called the Digital News Initiative, which is similarly named to Google's new effort. I believe it's the Google News Initiative. And this was announced right as Google was facing some scrutiny in Europe around antitrust violations. Many observers made the argument that maybe Google was doing this at an opportune time for Google's brand. The initiative was a success to the extent that Google made this commitment and they gave the money away, or that they're giving the money away.
Mm-hmm.
But Google still faced fines from the European Commission for actually things unrelated to news. They faced a fine, I believe, in 2017 for the way that they prioritize shopping results on their results page.
Right.
It's hard to tell whether or not, from Google's perspective, these initiatives are a success, because at least publicly, the benchmark for success that they've set for themselves is improving the news industry.
So now we have this big new initiative, brand new organizations working with Google. What kind of launch partners is Google working with, and are they receptive to these new efforts from Google?
Yeah, the launch partners, there's a few of them. Some big marquee news organizations that you'd be familiar with are involved. The New York Times is a launch partner, the Washington Post, the Financial Times. You know, many of them are organizations that really do rely on subscriptions to fund their news organizations.
Right.
And I think from their perspective, they are receptive because they get so much of their readership and then hence so much of their subscribers from Google. So from their perspective, the fact that Google's willing to engage with them, and the fact that they have this back and forth, and the fact that that back and forth might actually lead to more revenue.
Right.
You know, it's a difficult time for news organizations right now. And so I think the consensus is really that they're willing to take help wherever they can get it.
Ben Mullen, thanks as always.
Thanks.
For more on this story, you can head to WSJ.com. Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Ben Mullen. This has been the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.